Chief Vasquez, very, very busy today testifying against House Bill 1372. So we have to settle for Ira, who's joining us right now.
Oh, I'm just boy. Kidding. Sorry, Ira.
Here we go.
I was not responsible for that comment.
Anyway, you guys made the trek up there. The chief is getting ready to testify. What's this bill all about, and why is the chief voting against it?
Yeah, well, and the chief's official position right now is opposed to the bill as written. It was introduced a couple of weeks ago, and we'll have its first hearing today in the House Judiciary Committee, so the chief will be testifying there. But House Bill 1372, as originally written, would essentially ban the use of prone restraint for law enforcement officers across the state of Colorado unless the situation the officer was dealing with had reached the level of deadly force. And I've heard Chief Vasquez give multiple interviews on this topic. And, you know, frankly, for our officers, particularly the CSPD, you know, the amount of times that we run into a cooperative person is much higher than the times that our officers have to deal with someone who is being non-compliant or combative with an officer. And even when those situations happen, it's not very often that those situations would rise to the level of deadly force. So the bill is currently written would ban the use of handcuffing someone when they were essentially on their stomach. And that really is a tool that our officers need to keep because, frankly, what it allows officers to do in the very most difficult situations is to most oftentimes prevent the situation from having to rise to that use of deadly force. And that's certainly what our officers are looking to avoid as often as we can.
But at the same time, I mean, these types of cases, these types of holds, when not administered exactly according to training, can lead to injuries or worse, right? And isn't that what they're trying to prevent through this legislation?
Well, and there's two. That's a really good point, Shannon. And there's really two important points I think to keep in mind when we think about these situations that have gone high profile, nationwide. Many of the cases that come to people's mind are not the cases that this bill is looking to introduce. In almost every one of those situations, there's also, besides, you know, we like to say, whoever we deal with, they get a say in how the interaction goes. So that's important to remember, that the suspect gets a say. Beyond that, it's important for our officers to use the training that's used at our academy that will keep not only our officers safe when someone has decided they're going to die and make things very difficult, it's important to keep that use of force, when applied correctly, right? At no point in our training, and I watched this demonstrated last week by one of our instructors at the training academy, at no point in our training does it call for an officer to put his weight on anyone.
And your phone is breaking up just a little bit, Ira.
Yes.
Phone was breaking up just a little bit. Finish that last point.
Yeah, no, apologize. We are en route. But, you know, again, when executed properly, there is not a case where prone restraint by itself without some other mitigating factor has led to a bad outcome. Now, obviously, bad outcomes are something we're looking to avoid at all costs, and that's what we're hoping that we'll be able to address with, you know, we're hoping some amendments will be introduced today and that we'll be able to find some common ground where we can address through policy and continued training that we already have in place how officers should be properly using prone restraint when needed.
So if the bill is passed, just to sum this up, if it's passed, then that would shorten the length of time that they can use this technique, correct?
Well, if the bill were to pass in its current written form as introduced, an officer could not legally take someone to the ground and restrain them unless the situation had reached deadly force. And again, you know, what I'm saying is that oftentimes, even with people who are non-compliant, being able to restrain them in the prone position properly and then quickly get them in the recovery position prevents a situation from escalating to one of deadly force, which is definitely what our officers want to avoid.
Okay, that's something we're going to watch very closely. Ira, thanks for the time. We appreciate it so much.
You got it, Dan and Shannon. Have a good day.